Yeah, we were holding Daf Tes Amud Aleph. Just Chazor is a little bit we learned yesterday. Again, on the Chesam Abay, the Gemara said, Echidish atap the Omer Ablevi, Shemameya, Shtei Sukkah Shal Yoitzrim, Zulif Nimi Zu, is a Pnimi is Eina Sukkah, Vachiyavis Be Mezuzah, Vachitzayna Sukkah Ptur Min HaMezuzah. But yesterday's halacha, you have two Sukkahs, Shal Yoitzrim. Yoitzu means like a person that makes, manufactures kelim, manufactures earthly kelim, and the outside room, like the sukkah, he uses to sell it, and the inside room, he lives there. But it's not much like a sukkah, it's a kosher sukkah, it has walls, and tzchach on top, but since he lives there the whole year, it's possible for a sukkah, the inside one, only the outside one is kosher. So he said, Rashi learns, why is the inside one possible? Luchur, it's a good sukkah, it has all the hilchah sukkah. So Rashi said, Echidish, since he lives there the whole year, it doesn't look like it's a sukkah. It looks like that's where you live. Since the whole year you eat and you live there, you can't live in that place for sukkah also. Even though it's a kosher sukkah, it has good tzchach and good walls, but since you eat in that room the whole year, Rashi Shittur is a possible for sukkah. It doesn't look like you're eating in a sukkah. Could be it's absolutely right, it could be it's absolutely rabbonin, but it doesn't look like you're reading in a sukkah. So really the kashrut, the next gemara he had was, that a sukkah's gan bach, and a sukkah's ragabash is kosher. That means a sukkah that goyim make, or nosher make, or kusim make is kosher. The other chiddush was, even though they're potter from the mitzvah, they're not lechuyiv in the mitzvah, but if they make a sukkah, we're allowed to eat in the sukkah, it's a kosher sukkah. Sukkah's ragabash is a person that's a royah. A roya poshid means somebody that pastures in the fields, or else a shomer that watches the fields outside, and he sleeps in that house the whole year round, so still he could use it for sukkah. And the chiddush is, even though they're b'nei chuyuvai, but since it's not such a kvias, like you don't really live there, you're just protecting yourself from the sun. But the kashrut is according to Rashi, the chur, these sukkahs are also used the whole year round. Like a sukkah sarakabash, a sukkah that the roya made, the shepherd made a sukkah out in the fields. Or a shomer has to watch the fields, make a sukkah outside in the field, to protect himself from the sun. So since he's living there, l'chura, the whole year, it's a kasher, why is it good on sukkah? Like, just like sukkah's yoitzrim, we said the inside sukkah is posel. Of course, you live there the whole year, so why in the bottom, why are these two sukkahs kosher here? L'chura, also people live there the whole year. So it's a little of a kasher and Rashi Shita. So in Rashi, you have to answer one or two terutzim. Either to say that the second Gemara argues on the first Gemara, and the Rosh Hashanah wants to answer the Rambam like that. The Rambam doesn't bring down the first Gemara, or the Shulchan Aruch doesn't bring down the first Gemara. It doesn't bring down the case if you have two sukkahs, one inside the other one, and you live inside the inner one the whole year round, then it should be possible for sukkah. The Rambam doesn't bring down this lalocha. So the question is, why doesn't he? So the Rosh Hashanah wants to say, because he learns like Rashi's pshat, that the pshat in the first Gemara, why it's no good is, because since you're living there a whole year, it doesn't look like a sukkah, it looks like your house, even though really it's a kosher sukkah. But the next Gemara that says a sukkah's ragbash, or a sukkah's ganbach, a sukkah that was made for the shepherd or for the watchman outside of the field, even though they use it a whole year round, and they live there is kosher. See, once said the next Gemara argues on the first Gemara, and this Gemara, like I said, is no such psul. Even though you use that sukkah a whole year round, but as long as it's a kosher sukkah, it's made l'shem tzel, it's made for the purpose of protecting yourself from the sun, it's a kosher sukkah. So that's why the Rambam doesn't pass in the first Gemara. Because he learns that the second Gemara argues on the first Gemara. So that's the way to learn the Rambam. But the other Rishonim just speak out, the Ran and the Miri and the Ritva, they say another Pshat on the top Gemara. The reason the Chsar from the Sukkah's Yoitzrim, what the Psul is, if you make a Sukkah, it's mamash a tent that you have Schach on top, but the man lives there the whole year. The Pshat with the man living there the whole year, then the Schach is not made L'shem Tzel. A schach for a sukkah has to be made for the purpose of protecting yourself from the sun. That's the taicha schach. If you make the schach, either for tznius, we had later, just time you want to have privacy inside. You're not doing it to protect yourself from the sun. To have privacy, that's not called a good sukkah. Or else if you make the schach because you want to live inside, but there is a dira, that's also no good. That's the psul of sukkah sayyotrim. If a room that you live in there the whole year, then we say the roof is not made just on because you want to protect yourself from the sun. The roof is made l'shem dira, because the way a person lives inside a house is, you have to have roof on top of you. So you're not making the roof for the purpose of protecting yourself from the sun, you're making it for the purpose of living inside there. That's not called a good sukkah. The sukkah tzeil means the schach has to be made totally only to protect you from the sun. Mashenkin, like this, it's not a kasha on the next gemaras. A sukkah ganbach or rakbash, they're the shomer. The reason, the whole purpose of that hut is because he's out in the fields, really should be sleeping outside, but it's too sunny. He wants to protect himself from the sun. So he makes a sukkah hut that protects him from the sun. That's called a tzeil. So there, these sukkahs are made for the purpose of letzel, for protecting you from the sun. That avad, there is a kosher sukkah. It's only achsaron by sukkahs yotzrim. There was made mamash l'shem dira. And that's achsaron. So but according to both of these trumpets we spoke about yesterday, if a person has his own living room, and it comes sukkahs, he pushes the button, and the top roof slides off, and now he puts schach on top of the living room. So avad there would be kosher for sukkah. Because now that you're putting schach on top, the reason why you're putting the schach is l'shem tzeil. Like, it's not really l'shem dira. You want to make it into a sukkah right now. But since you're making it l'shem tzeil for the purpose of having shade, havadar is kosher. And even according to Rashi, we said it would be kosher. Because now it's minker. You could tell this is not the regular living room you live a whole year. A whole year around you have a nice roof. Now you took the roof off. When you put a schach on, that's a kosher or sukkah. Right. Mishnah says now, sukkah yishon. If you have an old sukkah, is beishamai poislim. Beishamai says that sukkah is possible. Ubeisilu machshirim. Beisil holds no, it's kosher. Veizel hi sukkah yishon. What's called an old sukkah that according to beishamai it's possible? Kol she'asa koydim lechag shloshim yoyim. If you build the sukkah 30 days before sukkahs, it's possible according to beishamai. Unless, avlimosu l'shem chag, let's say when you made it. You made it even 5 months before sukkahs. But if by the time you put up your sukkah, you had it in mind then, you said clearly you're doing it l'shem chag, like l'shem mitzvah sukkah, then even by shami is maidah, that afilu mitchila sashonik shera. You can put up the sukkah at the beginning of the year, for next year's sukkah, still is kosher, because you made it l'shem sukkah. In other words, b'shami holds that there's an annual sin in the Gemara, you have to make the sukkah l'shmo. Just like you have to make matzah l'shmo, you have to make the sukkah l'shmo. The shas you make it, you have to make it l'shem mitzvah sukkah. So if you make it even 10 months in advance, but you say beferish I'm doing it l'shem mitzvah sukkah, havadah is kosher. The chiddush in the beginning of the Gemara is that let's say you build the sukkah within 30 days from Chag HaSukkos, then we say minastam, even though you don't speak out, you're doing it l'shmo l'shem mitzvah sukkah. Minastam we say you're doing it l'shem mitzvah sukkah, because usually 30 days in advance. You start talking about the Hilchas Achag, you start learning Hilchas Sukkah. So anything you do within 30 days from Sukkahs, we say most probably, min astam, you're doing it l'shem mitzvah Sukkah. That's the Chiddush Rashi of the Mishnah. That if you put up the Sukkah Stam, so if it's 30 days away from Sukkahs, it's possible. Because since you didn't say out l'shem mitzvah Sukkah, min astam, we say you're not thinking about Sukkahs. But when you're within 30, less than 30 days away from Sukkahs, then we say, since you're learning the Hilchas Sukkah, minastam, whatever you're doing is done stam lishmo. And some Acharonim Mitzchayitz want to say it's the same halacha, like by kachim we have, stamma by kachim is kosher, because minastam, you're doing it the way you're supposed to do this korban. Here also, within 30 days, you're doing it l'shem mitzvah sukkah. Like Rashi says, b'shamay poislim, deboy sukkah lishmo. You have to make the sukkah lishmo. V'zu stam nasiv. You just did it stam without real kavana, so it depends. V'ilu toich shloshim l'chag. If you're within 30 days from Sukkahs, have a kivun d'sher l'milchas achag koed l'chag shloshim yoyim. Since you're supposed to start asking the halachas, learn the halachas about Sukkahs, is stam ois l'shem chag oisa. Whoever makes the Sukkah within these 30 days, when a stam is making l'shem Sukkahs. Avo koedim shloshim stam alav l'chag. But if you put up the sukkah in a stam before 30 days, you're not thinking about sukkahs, it's not done l'shem mitzvah sukkah. Be'ezhilu holds this kosher, the Rashid le'bina sukkah l'shem chag. You don't have to make the sukkah l'shmo. Habi, you make the sukkah with the right halachas that have the right walls and have the right type of schach, it's a kosher sukkah. You don't have to make it l'shmo. Tamura says, my time of the Beishamai. How does Beishamai to know this chiddush? You have to make a sukkah l'shmo. Oma Kroka, the Pasuk says, chag ha'sukkos shivas yomim l'ashem. The sukkah has to be l'ashem. So Yidashin, sukkah ho'asuyi l'shem chag binin. You have to have a sukkah that was made l'shem chag, l'shmo, l'shem mitzvah sukkah. If you don't make it l'shem mitzvah sukkah, it's possible. Trashi sukkah l'shem chag, t'yachsiv sukkah is l'ashem. It means to say l'shem mitzvah samelech. You have to make the sukkah l'shmo, because the Kodesh Baruch Hu told you to make the sukkah. Or Beisilu, what does Beisilu do with this posik? Or whom Yiboy Lahini's this posik to teach us, l'kir Rav Sheshis. The Yom Rav Sheshis, Mishum Rav Akiva, Minayin Li'atzei Sukkah Shasurim Kol Shiva. How do I know that the woods the sides, the walls of the sukkah are also bahano all 7 days of sukkah. Is how do we know this? Talmud Lema, the pasuk says Chag haSukkos Shivas Yom LaShem. The Chag of Sukkos is like LaShem Shivas Yomim. So what does that mean? V'tani Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseh Roimer that Kishem Shechal L'Shem Shemayim Al Chagiga. The same way when you bring the korban Chagiga, the Shlomim, L'Shem the Yomtiv, it's Chal Kedusha that the Kedusha's korban on the Chagiga, it has Kedusha on it. Is Kachal Shem Shemayim Al Sukkah. The same way when Sukkah starts, the beginning Ben Hashemoshes of Sukkahs. It's chal a special kedusha on the sukkah. Any sukkah that was made for the mitzvah sukkah, and you come to sit inside the sukkah, it's chal a kedusha on the sukkah. So that's this pasuk of chag asukkos means the chag means like the chagiga has the same din like a sukkah. That shivas yom lashem, just like the chagiga has the kedusha, who are din the walls of the sukkah. And the mefarshim halachas brought down even the skulls on both the walls and the schach. Both have an iser hanor midiraisa. Poshe, this is midiraisa. So Tzayin speaks out, even though the Gemara in Bay and the Gemara in Shabbos is mashmas only yosem midirabonin. We have the svar of migul des katzoy the mitzvah. It's muksa the whole 7 days. So Tzayin says it makes halukim. Our Gemara is talking about when the sukkah is up, when the sukkah is standing, and you could be mekayim the mitzvah. Then it's also because there's a shem shemayim. There's like a kedusha min hashemayim chal upon the sukkah, and you're not allowed to have any hanor, own private hanor from the walls of the sukkah or from the tzchach. But let's say the sukkah falls down in the middle of sukkahs. So then this kedusha goes off. The kedusha is only when it's roy to be used for a mitzvah. But even though it falls down, still will be yosem mishum muksa. Because always as far as migu des katsoy ben ashmashes, it's katsoy le kulu yoimam. But since at the beginning of sukkahs it was muksa, it remains muksa the whole sukkahs even after it falls down. So there's both dinim. When it's standing, it's yosem midiraisa. When it falls down, it's only yosem midirabonim. But I call upon him here with dashning, and we hold halacha, that the walls and the schach is also banor midiraisa. Shenam Rapozek says, Chag asukah shel yom lashem. Ma chag lashem, asukah lashem. Trashi, ala chagiga, shal me chagiga, shem shemayim chalaleim, li oisram ad li achar akhtora seymurim, until you mak to the emurim. The zochu bu bos roch meshuchan gavoya, ki ever no to pras. Then the Bailam has a right to eat from the meat, it's like a korban shlomim, the Bailam eats from it, and the kanam eats from it. So chag here means, we said the post, chag hasukas, chag means chagiga, this korban chagiga. So we dash in that just like there's a kedusha upon the korban, who are then there's a kedusha upon the sukkah. When sukkah comes, the beginning of sukkah, it's chag the kedusha, it's also to have a no enjoyment from the wood itself, from the schach. That's what Beis Shammai does, that's what Beis Hillel does with this pasuk of chag hasukas shivas yomim. Not to teach us you have to make a sukkah lishmo, but just that when sukkah comes, automatically it's chal the kedusha upon the sukkah. So the Mor Beis Shammai, namim miboy leil hochi, the Chur Beis Shammai also needs this pasuk for this drasha to say that the wood and the schach is also banor. So how does he know to say you have to make the sukkah lishmo? So the Mor answers, Ein ochanami, it's like a true what you're saying. The Beis Shammai needs this pasuk also of chag asukah shivas yomim to teach us that just like there's an issa kedusha upon the chag, the chagiga, who are then there's an issa kedusha upon the sukkah. Elamai tamai de Beshamai. So how does Beshamai know then that you have to make a sukkah lishmo? Beshas you make it, you have to have in mind I'm doing the shem mitzvah sukkah. Kesiv kruachrin. He has another posik. Posik says chag asukos tasa lucho shibas yomim. So we change around. It says chag asukos tasa. It's like read it backwards. Tasa sukkah lachag. As it say sukkah hasui l'shem chag binin. You have to make a sukkah l'shem the chagiga. Rashi says. Chag asukah is taser. We dash and it means the opposite. Sukah is taser lechag. Means sira samikah v'dasheyu. Turn, read the pasuk opposite, turn it around, and read as if to say, you have to make the sukkah l'shem chag. So chag asukah is taser lechag means, make the sukkah l'shem chag l'shmo. Ubeisilu, what does Beisilu do with this pasuk? Uhu mi boilei li'oisin sukkah b'chol l'shemoyit. That you can make the sukkah any one of the 7 days. Like Chag HaSukkah Tasnach HaShivas Yomim, mean any one of the 7 days you can make a sukkah. Like there's a man the yom that holds no, a sukkah, like Reb Lezer, later on we'll see that Chav Zayin holds, you have to make the sukkah before sukkahs. You have to have a sukkah that's up for 7 days. You can't put up a sukkah in the middle of Chol HaMoed. But Lalach is not that way, like Vesil Dash and the Spartak, no. Any one of the 7 days, you're allowed to put up a sukkah. Even though you first put it up on Chol HaMoed, it's kosher to use such a sukkah the rest of the days of sukkah. That's why you need this pasuk. Chag asukas taslocha shivas yamim. Any one of the 7 days you can put up a sukkah. How feel one chol amoyed? The more Beis Shammai. What does Beis Shammai say? No. Sivir lo kreb aleza. Beis Shammai holds like kreb aleza shita. The yomer of aleza shita is einoisin sukkah b'chol shemoyed. You're not allowed to make a new sukkah on chol amoyed. You can only be yotzei the mitzvah sukkah if you have a sukkah that's up for all 7 days. You have to make the sukkah before sukkahs. But on chol amoyed, you can't make a sukkah. So therefore, Beis Shammai uses this pasuk of Chag HaSukkos Taslecha not to teach us you can make a sukkah on Chol HaMoed because you're not allowed to, but rather to teach us that Tase HaSukkah L'Shem Chag. You have to make the sukkah L'Shmo L'Shem Mitzvah Sukkah. So the moral Beis Hillel, but Beis Hillel holds no, you don't have to make it L'Shmo. So we're going to ask a question now, Beis Hillel Lest Lod Rav Yehuda, Omer Rav, you want to tell me what the meaning is, if you don't have to have a sukkah L'Shmo, so you don't have to make tzitzis either l'shmo. So then that's not going to be like Rav Yehuda Amar Rav Shita. The Yom Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, because Rav Yehuda Amar Rav said, Osan min akutzin. Let's say you make tzitzis from the end of the strings. You have your beged, you have the cloth itself, and at the end of the cloth, there are strings hanging down. And you want to take those strings that are hanging on the beged and weave, twirl it around, not to make tzitzis out of it. So he holds his puzzle. Trashi, Osan min tzitzis. You're making the tzitzis. Min ha-koitzin. Rashi says, min ha-koitzin, we'll see, or min ha-nimin, or min ha-garden, is psula. If you make the strings from these strings that are attached already to the beged, it wasn't attached l'shmo. It was attached some to be able to make the beged, to weave the beged. And then at the end of weaving the beged, you had some strings left over. So since those strings were not put on l'shmo, it's possible to use for a tzitzis. Because tzitzis, a kolpanim, has to be tliya l'shmo. You have to put the strings into the beged, l'shmo l'shem mitzitzis. And here, these strings were not put in l'shem mitzitzis. They were put in metchil because you thought you're going to weave the beged longer. But then you changed your mind with the leftover strings to use the l'shem mitzitzis, it's possible. What about minasisin kshera? Sisin means other strings that were not put into the beged yet. Stam, you have a leftover from the wool itself, a leftover string. And now you're putting it into the beged, l'shem mitzitzis. That's kosher. Abdi, you put it onto the beged, you made it clear, you're hanging it onto the beged. L'shem mitzitzis is kosher. So, Chura, you're going to tell me now that Beis Hillel doesn't hold like Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. If Beis Hillel holds, you don't need a sukkah l'shmo, so the Chura, who I didn't, you don't need tzitzis l'shmo either. And the Chura here, it's halacha like that. We know you need tzitzis l'shmo. At least the tli, at least you have to hang it on the beged. L'shem mitzitzis. Let's see Rashi. Min agadim Rashi says, paniyah shetolim b'seif talis. He's like a string hanging at the end of the talis. Mut moister hariga from leftover of the weaving. The god of shema tzitzim in ebo, and this leftover string from the weaving of the beged. Now you want to use the leftover strings to make tzitzis out of it. That's possible. Ras min akaitzin chutin shenitku b'shesi. The chutin that got stuck from the length of the womb of the weaving. The koishrin oisan you tie it there with tluyin l'rasheim and it's hanging onto the top of the beged. Liyacha shenegu after it was woven already. The karul a koitzin hashem share bolting kakoitzin. It's sticking out like a coat, like a thorn. In other words, the string like ripped and you tied it on now. So this string that's sticking out, you want to use these strings to make tzitzis out of it. So the apostle Rosh Minanim Rashi says, "Kugain talis at the frua, a talis that you sewed the talis." You made a hem on it, with a needle. Now you have the strings that you were sewing with, the end of the thread is still hanging on this beged. From these threads that are hanging off the beged, you want to now take 8 of these strings and start, you know, making tzitzis out of it. It's psula. Why is it Rashi? It wasn't put onto the beged to make tzitzis. At the beginning was put onto the beged, the cloth, to make a bigger cloth out of it. But now that you have the strings hanging off the cloth, you want to use these strings now to make tzitzis, that's psula. Rashi la vasil l'shmohi. That's not called an asil l'shmo, it's possible for tzitzis. What about minasisin? That's pkiyas kedura shachut. That's from the actual string of wool that you made the thread, you had some leftover pieces of thread. So now it's ksheira. Why? Hoyel v'gushenitlu bebeged l'shem tzitzis nitlu. Because now you're taking these strings, and now you're putting it onto the beged. So you're putting the strings into the beged, l'shem mitzitzis, that's kosher. That's called an asiyah l'shmohi. Even though the tovi l'shmo lebinin, even though l'chura, when you made the thread itself, when you twirl, when you made the thread, that's called tovi. Making the thread, you didn't make it l'shem mitzvah. These threads were made l'shem arigas, time to weave with it. Still, we this man you hold is kosher. Shem tovi min asiyah. He holds, you know what's called the asiyah. We'll soon see. The pasuk says, k'dilim tasa l'chol. You have to make tzitzis l'chol l'shem mitzvah tzitzis. Now, the Torah says, g'dilim tasa. You have to make. The question is, what's called making the tzitzis? So this man the Rav Yehuda Rav holds, what's making the tzitzis is, the beginning of the making is, take your strings, your chutim, and put it into the hole, into the begid. That's called the beginning of making the tzitzis. So that's when you have to do it l'shmo. You have to take your strings. You don't have to make the thread itself l'shmo l'shem mitzitzis. It's enough to take any thread, any woolen thread, take that thread, and now, b'shach, you take it and put it into the hole of the begid. If you say now I'm doing l'shem mitzitzis, that's kosher. Because he holds what's called an asiyah. When is it called you started to make the tzitzis? When you're putting the strings into the begid. That's called asiyah. Mashenken, before that, when you stamp twirl and make the thread itself, that's not called asiyah tzitzis yet. That's called stam asiyah threads, not tzitzis. You don't need the shmo. So therefore, min asisa means if you have leftover threads that were made stam on the purpose to weave with, but you didn't put it in the begad yet. Now, if you put it in the shem, it's a tzitzis, it's kshera. So the mara b'kiyam recent came with the shmul. When I said over this halach in front of Shmuel, normally Shmuel said not like that. He told me af min asisa nami psuli. You know, no, even making the threads also have to be made l'shmo. To be inon tfil l'shmo. He holds making the thread itself is also called an asiyah. So when does the asiyah, when does the beginning of it called? When you start to make the threads. So you have to twirl and spin the thread, l'shem mitzitzis. So here the sisin are leftover threads that were made for the purpose of weaving a cloth, not to make tzitzis from. It wasn't spun, l'shmo, that's possible. So the chura, hochi nami niboy suko asuy l'shmo. The kashra is, if you see like Shmuel and Yehuda Marav, that there's a din by tzitzis, you have to have the asuy l'shmo, whatever the asuy is called. So the chura by sukkah also, you should have to make the sukkah l'shmo. And by Shami said you don't have to have a sukkah l'shmo. So the chura, I mean by Silom, so the chura by Silom is arguing on Rabbi Yehuda Marav and on Shmuel. That just like by Silom holds, a sukkah you do not have to make l'shmo, the chura you do not have to make tzitzis either l'shmo. And the chura, that's not the halacha. So Marin says, no, there's no question here. I tell you, Shani Hosam, Avada Vesilu Zmoido, that tzitzis is different than sukkah. Tzitzis you have to make l'shmo. The Yom Makro, here the Pasuk says, Gedilim Tasi L'cho. You have to make Gedilim, that means make the tzitzis for yourself, and L'cho for yourself means L'shem Choyvach. You have to make it L'shem Mitzvah Tzitzis. So Mela, not only putting the strings in the Beged, but even when you spin to make the Beged, to make the thread, also you have to spin it L'shmo. The tfiyah, making the thread, has to be done l'shmo. Fred Gemara, if so, hochinami, the chur is still a kasha. By sukkah, you still need l'shmo. Hochinami, chag ha-sukkah is tasel l'cho. The pasuk says, chag ha-sukkah is tasel l'cho. It says, make for you. So what does l'cho mean? L'cho, we should ask and should mean, l'shem choyvach, that you have to make l'shmo. Just like you're telling me by tzitzis. Gedilim tasel l'cho means you have to make it l'shmo, even by tzilu's money to that. So how come Beisil holds that sukkah you don't need the Shema? The Pasuk says, Chag HaSukkah is Tasa L'cho. Why don't you dash him for the word making the sukkah for you? L'cho means L'shem Choyvach. You have to make it L'shmo. So why doesn't Beisil like mask him to Beis Shammai? She needs L'shmo. So Meretz says, no. Hahumi boile by sukkah, this Pasuk, Gedilim Tasa L'cho, we need for something else. Hahumi boile lemute gezula. The teacher said, a sukkah gezula is possible. If you steal somebody's sukkah, like your Takash in the Rishonim, how do you have a sukkah gezula? Because we hold karkain and exelis. And let's say I go into your backyard and I pick you up and throw you out of your house and I go into your sukkah, that's not called a sukkah gezula. Because karkain and exelis, the sukkah still belongs to you and it only has the name of shayla as if to say I'm like borrowing it from you. But it's not really called gezula. But some want to say it's talking about if I steal your wood and I take your wood home and I build a sukkah out of it. That's called the sukkah gezula. There's a kasher on that also. Of course, with the Rabbanan, there's a klal, if I steal something from you and I build a house with it, mishum takonas hashavim, I don't have to return the wood to you anymore, because then nobody would break down this house and return it. So Rabbanan made a takon, you could just pay for it. You automatically own it, and you just have to pay money for it. So chura, if I steal your wood and I build a sukkah, I'm also kind of belongs mine, I just have to pay back money. So it's a question, how do you have a case of a sukkah gezula? Some want to say one case is, if you make a sukkah we had before on top of a wagon. You make a sukkah on a wagon, and then I steal your wagon.
So Wegen is not Kaka, that's a Sukkah Gezula. That's the case I can steal your whole Sukkah. But I call upon him the case where I steal somebody else's Sukkah. I steal the Sukkah top of the Wegen. I steal the Chabad mobile that has the Sukkah going around. If I steal the car, I steal the whole Sukkah, that's called a good Gzela. So if now you sit in the Sukkah, you're not Yoytze Mitzvah Sukkah. Lemute Gzula. That's Pshat here. That Chag HaSukkah is Tas L'chor, L'chor is Lemute Gzula. Rashi Dibinen, Tas L'chor Mishlechor. It has to be made from your own wood and not wood that's stolen. For the Gemara of Zoy Hosam Nami, so I ask the same question by Tzitzis also. How do we know to say the Gdilim Tas L'chor means to make a Lishmo? Maybe it just means you can't steal Tzitzis. Hosam Nami, me boil Lemute Gzula. And the Gemara Hosam Ksib Kurachrina, there's another pasuk there. For Yosul Lehem, with Ashim, Yosul Lehem means Mishalahem. You have to make the Tzitzis from your own strings, from your own Begid. You can't steal a beggar, steal cloth, and make tzitzis is possible. So why does the pasuk say a second time, gedilim tas l'chor? So the second pasuk, tas l'chor, by tzitzis means, you have to make it l'shmo. Ma'ashen kein, by sukkah, when the pasuk says, chag ha-sukkah tas l'chor, here they still holds, l'chor means the mutek zula. That if you steal somebody's sukkah on the wagon, then it's possible. Even though it was made l'shmo, the original buyer made it l'shmo, but so what? Since you're stealing it right now, it's possible. So you have a new psukkah, new posik, that psukkah gezula is possible. But the shmo, according to Basili, you don't need the shmo. Only tzitzis you need the shmo, because tzitzis has two psukkim. One, v'yosalem, mishalem, you have to be blown to you, and then v'ilam tazachah means you need the shmo. Now, I'll tell you this, the famous kasha here, that what do we need a posik to say psukkah gezula is possible? Typically, mitam mitzvah habobi avera. There's a klal, a mitzvah, bobi avera. If you do a mitzvah, must if you steal a matzah and you eat the matzah, you're not yoytzer the mitzvah. Because it's a mitzvah, bobi avera. You only yoytzer this mitzvah during an avera of stealing something, that's called a mitzvah, bobi avera. So what do I need a new posse now to tell me that sukkah gezul is posel from a word l'chor? Typically, there's the algemein absurd of mitzvah, bobi avera. That's Toys Kashim. Typically, bottom Toysis, Mishum never mitzvah, bobi avera. The more time of fasting, Esra gagos, the beyond to sheni, lakamon. The reason why sukkah is eswig is possible because the mitzvah bobi avera. Hey, it's on yom tiv rishon you have to have lechor that has to belong to you or an eswig. But the second day you don't need lechor. Second day you can use somebody else's eswig. So how do we know if I steal somebody's eswig is possible on the second day yom tiv sukkis? Teretz is because the mitzvah bobi avera. So you see there's a klal of mitzvah bobi avera. So what do we need to pasuk lechor? The Torah says that you say it from here. But yeah, we see from our gemara is. That after there's a psul of a mitzvah, bobi avera, it's only a psul midi rabbonin. Enoch nami, midi raisa vadi yoytza. It's only a psul midi rabbonin. Samel is good. Esrig on the second day is only midi rabbonin. Dikud din is only the first day is midi raisa. The second day is only midi rabbonin. So midi rabbonin, esrig gzul is possible midi rabbonin, mitam mitzvah bobi avera. But here our Gemara wants to know, how do we know midi raisa? If I steal somebody's sukkah, I'm not yoytza the mitzvah. Al the psul for mitzvah bobi avera, that's only possible midi rabbonin. Midi Raisa is still Makayim the Mitzvah. So therefore, Toi says, that's the Raya from our Gemara. That Mitzvah Bovar is only Psul Midi Rabbonim, but Midi Raisa, you would be Yaitzah. So I need the Postik, Lechor, to teach us that a Sukkah Gzul is possible. That's where Toi learns our Gemara. But Toi says, Kashan, Rabbeinu Tam, though it's Shver. Rabbeinu Tam learns in Gittin that the Psul of Mitzvah Bovar is the Psul Midi Raisa. That's Rabbeinu Tam Shita. So Mel Toi's wise about Tzorachina and Rabbeinu Tam. If you tell me now that the Psul of Mitzvah Bobi Avera, you can't do a Mitzvah by doing an Avera also, it's not a Mitzvah. And that's a psul midiraisa. So what is our Gemara need a new posuk l'chor? This says sukkah gzul is psulam. Taper glaze posuk mitam mitzvah bov yaveira. This is another kasher toiz yeskin abenatam. So the way I wanted to answer yesterday, I answered this kasher also. The same kasher we asked yesterday, abenatam, the same abenatam shita. That yesterday we said toiz yesk kasher abenatam learns that if you're not mechuyiv in the mitzvah, you can't do the ma'aseh mitzvah. An isha that's potter from tzitzis, abenatam shita is, she can't make tzitzis either. Because if you're not mechuyiv with the mitzvah, you can't make the mitzvah. So Toiz Yitz Kasher and Benatam from this Gemara here. It says Sukkah's gan vachas kasher. It says if an isha makes a sukkah or a goy makes a sukkah, we're allowed to use the sukkah. So even though an isha and a goy is potter for mitzvah sukkah, still if they make it, we're allowed to use the sukkah. So you see, even if you're not a bachyuv, you could make the mitzvah. That's Toiz Kasher and Benatam. Now what's the one to answer? The answer to both of Benatams is that Benatam learns the aside of sukkah is the asiyah making the sukkah, that's not called the ma'isa mitzvah. The mitzvah of sukkah is sitting under the tzeil, sitting under the shade. After we have halachas, how to make the walls, and halachas, how to make the schach, that's only a hechatimsa, how to get the kosher tzeil. But the actual mitzvah is sitting under the tzeil, sitting under the shadow. Now, the ma'isa, the shadow, the isha doesn't.